If you pick up your friend, you can acquire on behalf of your friend, becomes the topic of this Mishnah Gimel. Let me say it outside first also. The story is, I can ask you to acquire something from me, and you can pick up the coin off the ground and say, I'm lifting the Sefer Padowitz, and as it comes off the ground, exactly, you act as my agent, you've acquired it from me. That's fine. Now, if you do that, you've acquired it from me. If you change your mind before you give it to me, well, it's too late. You acquired it from me. Now you're taking my object. If you had a mind to be maknet, and I had a mind to be konet, so then it became mine. As the act happened, you become my agent. And if you keep it for yourself, you're a thief. But if I didn't ask you to, if you lifted it up, so the case of the Mishnah is like this, where I tell you, listen, I'm on the back of my horse. I'm on my high horse, I can't be bothered to come down to the ground there, and I say, do me a favor, and give me that coin. So you say, okay, and you lift up, we see a coin, so you pick it up. And then, and when you picked it up, you were doing what I told you to do, but then halfway through, you're like, wait a second, why should I give it to him? I want it for myself. So if you say, oh no, I'm calling it for me, that's gonna work. Because you're lifting it up wasn't a fulfillment of my command to make my agent to lift it up and acquire it for me, it was just to hand it to me. So that meant, until I receive it, it's not mine.
Well, you didn't accept the agency.
No, so you did accept the agency, but the agency was only to give it. Right? It wasn't to be acquired. So if I tell you, pick it up the ground and hand it to me, and you pick it up the ground, and then after you picked it up, it's fulfilling my command, but that wasn't a kinyan yet, because you weren't... Yeah, even if you thought, it's for him, if you're thinking it's for me on the horse, but I didn't tell you to acquire from me by doing that, so until you give it to me, it hasn't become mine. So you can change your thought midstream and say, why should I give it to him? I'll keep it for myself. And you could. However, if I said, pick it up and be kone it for me, you'd be my agent to be kone the thing, and you pick it up thinking, like I told you before, that it should be for me, then once you picked it up, game's over. Okay? Obviously, if you pick it up thinking this is not for that joker on the horse, it's for yourself, then by picking it up, even though I said, acquire that for me by lifting it, and you lift it, and you say, haha, but guess what? I didn't have you in mind, that was for me, then it's yours to keep.
Okay? So if you're in a store, two guys want this toy, game. Third guy snatches
a fall. Well, that's the previous mission. Right? That's the, it's a little more complex. Let me deal with this case, then I'll come back to that, because there's a few other factors I didn't discuss yet to that question. But this question here, so if I told you to give it to me, and then you, but not to acquire from me, so picking it up hasn't been an act of acquisition yet, so if you change your mind, then it can be yours. But once you've handed it to me, that's the Mishnah. The but is the first case of the Mishnah.
I'm sitting on the back of my horse, and I see the coin down on the floor. I say to you, do me a favor, buddy, give it to me. That's not acquire for me. That's give it to me. So Natala, so you go and pick it up, right? And you give it to me. You pick it up. Vamar anizachisiba, you say, yeah, I picked it up, but it was for me, not for you. So then, haha, zachaba, you on the ground get it because you picked it up. Now, im mishanastalo, however, if after you gave it to me, I said, give it to me, not acquire it for me, give it to me. You pick it up, you hand it to my hand, and after you've given it to me, so then im mishanastalo, once you've given it to me, amar, you say to yourself, guess what, haha, that coin in your hand, anizachisiba tchila, I acquired it first, lo amar klum. He didn't say anything. It's meaningless. Why? Because we'll say, listen, first of all, who knows? And second of all, who cares? Because even if it's true that you had a mind to give it for yourself, you gave it to me. That's a matana. If I say, give it to me, and you give it to me, who cares if what you thought in the interim? You've given it as a matana now. So that's the din. Once it's been handed over to me, then it's mine. Now, the critical at this point, I'm just repeating myself, but I'll make sure it's clear. The Mishnah said that what I said on my horse was, give it to me. So that's why before you give it, you can keep it for yourself. But if I said to you, acquire it for me, it'll also be coned for me, by you lifting it up, if for the first instant you had me in mind, it's now mine forevermore. Obviously, if you didn't have me in mind, then it's still yours. Okay? Fine. Very good.